Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Nedarim Daf Dalet. We have begun this beautiful Masechta 2 days ago. I hope people are enjoying it. It's very different with the Ran and not having really the standard Perush of Rashi, and with the addition of the Rosh as well as Tosos on the side of the Daf, there are a lot of different Rishonim that we're looking at that we're not used to, and Mirtz Hashem, I hope the learning is enjoyable. We begin in the middle of a third Teretz. We'll have more terutzim for the question that we raised yesterday. How can you be over Baal Ti'acher by a Nazir? A Nazir says, Hareini Nazir. Person says, I will become a Nazir. So boom, he's a Nazir. How do you have Baal Ti'acher? How do you delay becoming a Nazir? So we gave two terutzim yesterday. The first one was that the person says, Lo ipotir min ha'olam ad she'ehe Nazir. I will not leave this world until I become a Nazir, since a person, Rachmon Atzlan, could die in any moment, so he has to become a Nazir right away. And therefore, if he delays becoming a Nazir, that's how you can be over Baal Ti'acher. That was Teretz number one. The second Teretz we gave was the person was standing in a cemetery at the time that he said, I will become a Nazir. And even though we brought down a machlokes with Nir Yish Lakish and Rav Yochanan as to whether the Naziris took effect, everybody ultimately agreed that the Naziris takes effect. The only question is, does the punishment, the Malkus, the Inyan Malkus, that's where Reish Lakish and Yochanan are having an argument. So it seemed that that was not a good answer. But then we said, no, everybody agrees in that situation that the person is Ma'acher, his Naziris, if he doesn't come out of the cemetery right away. And therefore, that would be an example of Baal Ti'acher, even according to both Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan. That was Teretz number two. And today we begin with Teretz number three, which is Rav Acha Berei de Rav Ika. This can be found 10 lines from the top of Dalit Amud Aleph. And Rav Acha Berei de Rav Ika, his Teretz is, you're over Baal Ti'acher by Naziris, over the Baal Ti'acher with the taglachas, taglachto. A person has an obligation at the end of his Naziris to cut off all of his hair. And therefore, if the person finishes his Naziris, so he still has the obligation to cut off his hair. If he delays in cutting off his hair, that's how you're over Baal Ti'acher. That's Rav Acha Berei de Rav Ika's Teretz. And the reasoning is, this doesn't only go according to the Man D'Omar that says that the taglachas is makevis, that says if you don't do the taglachas, so then you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of taking upon yourself the Naziris that you said you would. And the Ran in Dibur Maskel Taglachas Me'akevis explains this. He says this is a pluksa, he, the Rebbe Elezer Rabbanan, this is a machlokes between Rebbe Elezer and the Rabbanan in the Gemara in Nazir, that Rebbe Elezer's opinion is, the Rebbe Elezer, the pasuk tells us, the achar yishteh, ha-Nazir yayin, that only after the Taglachas is the Nazir allowed to drink the wine, that implies, hainu, achar kol ha-maisim, after the entire process, including the Taglachas. Kulon, the hainu taglachas, that includes the taglachas, varatzoz domin, and the bringing of the various korbanos. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, this is ma'akev, he hasn't fulfilled his essential requirement of doing the naziris until he does the taglachas, as well as the domin, as well as bringing the korbanos. So therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, certainly this is obviously going to be over Baal Ti'acher. But even according to the Rabbanon, that miyad shehevi korbanosav, mutter b'yayin, according to the Chacham, they say, no, as soon as you bring your korbanos, that's when you can drink the wine, even if you haven't done the taglachas yet. Nevertheless, even according to that opinion, el afilu l'man d'arma taglachas einot ma'akevus, even according to the opinion of the Chachamim, nevertheless, he says that Rav Acha Berei de Rav Ika says that mitzvahs giluach mi'a lo makayim. Even according to this, you still haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of taglachas, and therefore, you would be over Baal Ti'acher for the mitzvah of taglachas. So this is Teretz number three. Marzuch Berei de Rav Amari on my Teretz number four, over Baal Ti'acher korban osav, that if you delay in bringing your korbanos of the Naziris, there are three korbanos that a Nazir Torah has to bring, so if you delay in bringing the korbanos of a Nazir, so then you're over Baal Ti'acher. And the Ran says over here, Lahach Okimta, according to this opinion, ain't over Baal Ti'acher, El Li'acher Gimel Regolim. So according to this, since you have three Regolim to go and bring your Korban, there is a Machlokas Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, if you remember, we had, I think it was a five-way Machlokas as to what is the definition of Baal Ti'acher. So the Ran is just bringing down the opinion that says you need to have all three Regolim go by, and there was one opinion that said it has to be in the right order. So you have to have Pesach go by, Shavuos go by, and then Sukkot go by, and if all three of those Yom Tovim went by in that order, so in that situation you become over Baal Ti'acher. So according to that, you're only over Baal Ti'acher after the three regalim. It wouldn't be immediately if you didn't bring your korbanos. In any event, you still could be over Baal Ti'acher by not bringing your korbanos. That's the opinion of Mazutra Berei de Rav Mari. Now, All four of these terutzim were based upon the hekish that we have between nedarim and naziris. And we said, just like by nedarim, there's a concept of Baal Ti'achar, so too, through the hekish, we learned yesterday that there is a concept of Baal Ti'achar by naziris. The Gemara questions that whole premise right now. And the Gemara says, umin hocha nafgalei? Really, is this hekish the only source that we have over here for the din of Baal Ti'achar by naziris? You have a beverish pasuk. Mehasam nafgalei. You have it from the following. The pasuk says, and I'll read you the entire pasuk. The entire pasuk says, ki sidor neder lashem elokecha, lo sa'acher l'shama. When you make a neder, you're not allowed to delay in fulfilling the neder. Ki darosh yidrishenu. That's what we're quoting over here in the Gemara. Hashem lokecha meimach v'yoh b'chochei. Because Hashem will want you to go and bring it. Hashem requires you to go and bring what you said you would bring, and therefore this pasuk says Hashem is going to consider it a chait if you don't do this. Now, this pasuk specifically says Baal Ti'achar, and this pasuk we darshin elu chatos the ashamos. This is a reference to not bringing a chatos or an asham, as the Ran says over here. The korbanos nazir harei heim bichlal. The nazir also has to bring certain obligatory korbanos, such as the Chatas Nazir. So therefore, included in this obligation, Ki Darosh Yidrishenu, is a regular Chatas, what we call a Chatas Chelev, the Chatas that a person brings for transgressing a Lo Saseh that has a Chiyuv of Kares, usually. So in that situation, it includes the regular Chatas Chelev. It should also include the Chatas of the Nazir. Why a Nazir has to bring a Chatas is a whole separate discussion. We've had it previously, you have it in the Gemara in Nazir as well, that the Nazir is restricting himself, according to one opinion, from having wine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I gave you beautiful grapes, I gave you beautiful wine. So why are you voluntarily restricting yourself from it? You're a chote by doing so. Now, there are other explanations why. This is the easiest one to remember. In any event, the chatas of the Nazir is an obligatory korban. Ki darosh yidrishenu should include that. So why do we need a separate drasha to tell me Baal Ti'achar by the delay in bringing a chatas of a Nazir? The first three explanations, okay, they have nothing to do with the korbanos, but this explanation, Lorizutra Breda Rav Mari, so why does he need the hekish? You have the concept over here of Kidarosh Yidrishenu telling us that this Baal Ti'achar by the chatas of a Nazir. So Gemara says, no, you might not have had it. Mal detenu, you would have said on your own, you know what? Chidishu shechidshu Torah b'Nazir. The entire concept of Naziras is a chidish. And the Gemara Avi says, what is the chidish over here? My chidish. So the Gemara says, if you're going to tell me, Ilema, that you're going to tell me the chidish is the lo mat vislei lechatas Nazir b'Nazir, that if a person were to say, hareini olai chatas Nazir, this is the lotion of the Mefarish over here, in Dibra Masu d'lo mat vislei, the im omar harei olai chatas Nazir, lo omar klum, that doesn't obligate a person to anything. Now, v'lo mechayev, v'lo midi, so as opposed to mashe'e kim bishar korbanos, as opposed to any other korban, if a person says, the kol korban sh'omar odom harei olai kach v'kach umatvis, it will go and take effect and he'll be obligated in it. So therefore, the chatas of the nazir is different than all the other types of korbanos. And that's why it's a chiddush. You might say, therefore, that the din of Baal Ti'achar shouldn't apply to the chatas of the nazir. But the Gemara says that's incorrect, because if the person says likewise, harei chatas chaylev, if a person says I obligate myself to bring a carbon chatas, again, the regular carbon chatas called the chatas chaylev because of the sin, if a person unintentionally ate chaylev, so he has to bring a chatas, any sin that you be chayev karis for, and if you do it unintentionally, so that's when you go and bring a chatas. This is why it's called the chatas chaylev. So in this situation, you also haven't said anything. Shein matfisa the neder. You don't obligate yourself in bringing a chatas chaylev, even though you said you would. You can't go and voluntarily bring a chatas. You can only bring a chatas if you inadvertently, unfortunately, did a sin that would be a chiyuv kares if you did it b'meisit. So b'chatas, by shogeg, you bring a chatas. So in this situation, it also, if a person says, "Harei alai chatas chaylev shein matvisa b'neder," that doesn't take effect. And nevertheless, over b'baal ti'achar. Yet, nevertheless, if a person delays in bringing an obligatory chatas that he does have to bring, he's over b'baal ti'achar. So then, why should it be any different by the chatas nazir? It should also be something that you should be chayev b'baal ti'achar for. So this isn't a good answer. Someone says, "No, it is." Elo mai chidushay. What is the chiddush that we're saying that? Since the chatas of a nazir is a chiddush, and therefore you might have thought that this pasuk of kidrosh d'yitrenu doesn't apply to it, that's why you need the hekish. The reason it's a chiddush is as follows: because I would have said so kudaita chaminoch, I would have said, oh well, since the imam harini nazir afilu min achartzon, if a person says, I want to be a nazir, but he doesn't take upon himself all the obligations of a nazirus. He just says, I want to be a nazir just by not eating the chartzon. If a machlokis Rashi tells us as to the chartzon and the zog, which is which? One is the seed and one is the skin. So here, we'll learn this like the simple understanding that the chartzon means the seed. So if a person says, I make myself a nazir, but just from the seeds of a grape, so have they nazir lakol. So his taking upon himself his obligation just for the grape seed, it goes and encompasses then all of the other restrictions of the nazir. He can't have any wine or grape products. He can't do a taglachas. He can't take a haircut or shave. And he can't be metami lemesim. So even though he just said, I just want to be a nazir, from chartzon, it automatically have a nazir lakol. So that's the chiddush over here. So Emo, therefore, since this is such a big chiddush, that just by taking upon himself part of the obligation of the zeros, it automatically includes all the obligations of the zeros, and therefore, I might think this is the exception to the rule. Loli avar alei mishum bal tiacher. Therefore, the pasuk ki derosh yidushenu wouldn't apply to you, and therefore we need the hekesh kamash b'lan. That's why we need the hekesh, even according to this opinion, Amar Zutra berei derav mori. So we have our fourth teretz is still a good teretz, but the Gemara qualifies this by saying, no, ha nichel man dam, this would only work according to the opinion that says, ki nozim in a chartzen, heavy nozim lakol. According to the opinion that says, if a person takes upon himself the zeros just from chartzen, that it does disseminate and assume all of the responsibilities of a nozir in terms of any grape or wine product of not being able to be metamel mesim and not taking haircut or shaving. So if you say that I'm a nozir min a chartzen, it applies to everything, so that's great. This is a good teretz. But there's a machlokis over here. This is the Chachamah's opinion. El Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with this. The Amar, he says, Ein Nazir Achi Yazimikul. He says, if you take upon yourself a partial Nazir, to say, I'm only a Nazir from Chartzon, you didn't say anything. You're not a Nazir. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, you must specify, I'm a Nazir from all of the three categories, from the grape or wine products, from being with Tami Lemesim, and from not taking a haircut or shaving. So then, only then do you become a Nazir according to Rabbi Shimon. So according to this Teretz, Rabbi Shimon would say that there is no chiddush over here by Nazirus. So according to Rabbi Shimon, how would you say that the uniqueness of a Nazir is the fourth teretz, the teretz of Bar Zutra Berei D'Rav Mari? So the Gemara says, furthermore, va'od, hay chiddush l'chomrehu. Even if you want to say that this is a chiddush, like the opinion of the Chachamim, it's a chiddush l'chomra. Because here we're saying that you take upon yourself just to be a nazir from chartzon, it spreads out and becomes a nazir to everything else, that's a chumrah. So why would you say that bal tiacher then shouldn't apply here? It's more machmir, so if you're telling me that bal tiacher applies to a regular chatas chelev, so Allah chaskam kama, then it should apply over here to this more chumradik din of you become a nazir by just saying, I'm a nazir from chartzon. The word says, we have to go, according to this opinion of Rabbi Shimon at least, we have to say, Elamai Chidushe, what is the Chiddush? You have to say, the Sol Kedai Techamitok, the Chiddush by Nazir is, I would have said on my own, Hoel, and we turn to Dalet Amud Bey, since, Im Gilach Al Achas Bishlosh Don Yotza, that if the Nazir were to go and bring one of his three korbanos that he has to do, and Nazir has to bring an Ola, he has to bring a Chattis, as we already mentioned, and he has to bring a Shlomim, as part of the Nazirus Tahara requirements. And what Rabbi Shimon would say is, since if you brought just one of them, you've already finished your minimal requirement, and if you did a taglachas, then it would be acceptable. So therefore, this is a kula, and this is a chiddush. So I might have said, therefore, the pasuk derosh yidrishenu, lo lavor alei b'val ta'achar, wouldn't apply over here, and that's why we need the hekish, kamash b'lan, that Marzut of Rei D'Marvari would say that you need the hekish even in this situation. So we've established or re-established this fourth teretz. Alternatively, v'yibayisema, another answer to say what the chiddush is, my chidushe, that would be the following. Mishum delo matfiso b'neder. Because a person cannot obligate himself to bring a nazir chatos by saying a neder. We just asked that question. We said, but the same thing applies by chatos chelev. Chatos chelev is the same thing. A person can't say, I obligate myself to chatos chelev, and nevertheless, it's bal te'acher by chatos chelev. So why would not the same din apply to a chatos of a nazir? Why is that a chiddush? So the Gemara says, no, because chatos chelev ko asur l'chapara. If a person, Rachman Lestan, ate chelev by accident, so his bringing of the chatos provides him a kapara for having done that inappropriate act. As opposed to the chatas of the nazir, lamai osya. Why do we bring the chatas of the nazir? Not because he did something wrong. As I mentioned, there are a number of reasons why. I give you the easiest one to remember, which is that he is called the chatas because he somehow doesn't enjoy one of the things that the Kodesh Baruch Hu said we're allowed to enjoy this world, which is grapes and wine. So if a person voluntarily restricted himself from having grapes and wine, he's considered to in some way be a chote, and therefore he brings a chatas. That's not really the answer. That may be an explanation a little bit, but this chatas that he brings, even according to that opinion, and certainly according to the other opinions, that it's not a kapara. So in this situation, this chatas is unique. It's different than other types of chatas, like a regular chatas chalev, which is bringing about a kapara. So therefore, that's the chiddush over here, and therefore, I would have said that a chatas nazir doesn't come for that purpose, so therefore, it doesn't get included in the pasukim deroshi drishanu, and therefore, we need the hekish from nedarim to naziris to teach us the din of balti acher. So here's another reason why the chatas of the nazir is a chiddush, and why the fourth teretz of Mizutra, Bray, the Rav Mari, is a good teretz. Mori says, but wait a second. Chatas Nazir is not the only exception to the rule. Vari Chatas Yoledes, a woman who gives birth to a child, also has to bring a chatas. So that's certainly not for a kapara as well. So therefore, there is a din of balti acher by the woman who doesn't bring her chatas after she gives birth. So the lo asil kapara, that doesn't come for kapara yet. So it's not a chiddush to say by the chatas of a nazir. We have a similar case by a chatas of yoledes. So it says no. Still, hayi koshar yolah lemechal b'kotchim. Until the woman brings her chatas of a yoledes, she's not allowed to eat kotchim. So therefore, it provides a matir, or an ability for now to eat korbanos, which is a mitzvah to eat korbanos. Certainly, a person has obligation at certain times to go and bring korbanos on the chagim, for example, at other times to bring a tov, at other times to bring shlamim. So therefore, a person who is unable to go and bring korbanos because they don't yet have the matir, she hasn't brought yet her chatas yoledes, so that's similar, it's analogous in some ways to the chatas that a person brings because they, let's say, ate chalev, or did another sin that requires them to bring a korban chatas. As opposed to the chatas of a nazir, that doesn't allow you to do anything. I would just said before that im gilach halachas mishlosh and yotza, but you have to bring all three of them. You're not allowed to go and do the taglachas l'chatchila after you just brought one of them. You're supposed to bring all three, and then you do the taglachas. It's just b'dieved. If you brought one of them, so then you can do the taglachas. But in that situation, it's still different, and that's the chiddush over here. The chatas nazir is different than even the chatas yoledes, and certainly different than the chatas chalev. So I might have said that the pasuk of im deroshi drishenu doesn't apply, and the din of balti acher doesn't apply to the chatas of nazir. That's why we need the hekish. I realize I forgot to read the last line of the Gemara. Hai koshari le lemecha b'kotchim. So the purpose of the chatas of a yoledes is to allow the woman to go and eat kotchim. As I mentioned this, I just didn't read it in the sign of the Gemara, I don't think. So in any event, that's why the chatas nazir is a chiddush. Okay, now we requote what we learned in yesterday's share. On my mind, we said, Uma Nedarim, bind the din of the Nedarim. When we made the hekesh between Nedarim and Naziris, another one of the dinim that we compared was by Nedarim. We said, Ha'av mefer nidre bito, u'ba mefer nidre ishto. The father has the right to be mefer until his daughter reaches a certain age, her Nedarim. And the husband has the right to be made for a certain nedarim of his wife. Let's say they're in union, they're things that cause her affliction, or things that are beinu lebeina. So the husband has the right to be made for those nedarim. So that's the din by nedarim. And we learn out the same thing through the hekish to Naziris, af Naziris, that ha'av mefer Naziris bito, v'av mefer Naziris ishto, that the father would be allowed to be mefer to nullify, mekanu lahaba, his daughter's taking upon herself the obligation to be in Nazira, and likewise the husband could be made for, could go and nullify his wife's taking upon herself in Naziris. And that was the hekish. So Gemara says, Loma li hekesha, why do we need a hekish? After all, it should be a simple bameh motzinu. I mentioned this yesterday, I said we would get to it today, and here's where we get to it. Teisei bima motzinu minidorm. Bima motzinu is something known also as a binyan av, which means that once we find the Torah telling us a din in a certain place, unless we have a specific reason not to generalize it to other places, so we should do it to other places as well. So too, just like the father is able to be made for the nedarim of his daughter, or the husband can be made for the nedarim of his wife, so why do I need to tell me specifically by Naziris that the same thing applies? Tesei b'ma motzino min nedarim. We should learn this out from the nedarim. And the same din should apply to Naziris as well. Now, the Ran and Dibra Maschel, Tesei b'ma motzino, I mean, the Dorim brings down, why do we only ask this over here by Hafarah, and why didn't we ask the same question by Yados? In other words, why are we only asking the mamatzin over here by Nidarim to Naziris? We should have asked the same question. Why, if you have a yad by one, it should be a mamatzin or should be a binyanav that should have the yad by the other one. So the Ran answers and he says, Hoda akshi hocha gabi hafara. We asked this question only here in regards to hafara. Velo ikshi le'el. And we didn't ask this earlier. Gabi yados. So he says, that reasoning is hach pirchum yishum di yados l'malkus nami maislu, because by yados you also have the din of malkus. And if you were to learn this out through a binyanav, the ein onshin min hadin, you don't punish. You can learn after there's an iser, but you can't give a punishment through this binyanav, through a mamotzinu. However, al gabi hafara shayach lemifroch teise b'memotzinu. By hafara, there is no question over here of onshin, and therefore you could ask this question specifically by hafara that we didn't ask it by yados. In any event, the Gemara answers and says, Dilmo gabi nedarim hu demefer, mishum delo isle kitsusa. The reason why, if you didn't have the hekesh, we would say over here that there was no binyan ab, was because in regards to nedarim, if a person says, this should be like a carbon to me, and he doesn't specify for 2 days or for a week, so then it becomes like a carbon to him for the rest of his life. And therefore, Mishum de lo isle kitzutza, it doesn't have an end. It doesn't automatically run out after a certain period of time. And therefore, maybe in that situation, and therefore only in that situation, because it would be such a difficult thing if this was a carbon forever, so to say. So in that situation, the Torah said, oh, there's a din of hafara. But you can't generalize that and say that should be a bamem matzino. That should be a generalization to all other dinim as well, such as naziris. Because avogabi naziris, not such a big deal. The isle kitzutza, stam naziris, is shloshim yom. We have a gematria that's not the source of this, but it is an effective way, the Gemara says, to remember that stam naziris is 30 days, because it says, yihyeh, the person will be a nazir for 30-day period of time, and we have this cute gematria, yihyeh is yud is 10, the hey is at 5, yi yud another yud is 10, and another hey is 5. That adds up to 30. So the stam naziris is 30 days. As Rosh Hashanah Shlita has always pointed out, we don't learn out a din from a gematria. So when the Gemara mentions this gematria elsewhere, so it's just telling us a very nice way to help remember it, but that's not the source. This gematria is not the source of the din of stam naziris 30 days, but that is the din. So therefore, a stam naziris, the isle kitzutza, has a 30-day time limit on it, the stam naziris shloshim yom, so I might have said, no, not such a big deal. It's not such a life-changing thing for not to have wine, not to take a haircut, not to be metami lemesim for a 30-day period of time. So therefore, I would have said, a malo, that you don't have a binyanav in regards to saying that you can be made for nazirus, so kamash malan. That's why we need over here the hekesh to tell us, yes, that we do, and you can't learn it out from a binyanav, from this bameh matzino. And you can see what I just said in the Ran, in Dira Maskel, Mishum de Les Lechitzusa, Hilchach, Dinhu, Sheyofer, the husband or the father has the right to go and be made for Shalot Tzitzar, Bevesu, Alamis, because otherwise this item that the woman had said through a nether should be like a carbon to me will be forever. I v'chitema, kiven the naziris is like kitzusa, nekish nami nedarim le'naziris. So let us then go and further this hekish and say v'neima that stam nedarim shloshim yom lesa. Maybe one would say that then if a neder did have a time limit on it, then we should go and analogize it to naziris and say that a neder also wouldn't be able to be made for it if it had a time limit on it. So the Ran says, no, you can't say that, because the Losho Neder, Kolel, Nidre Hektish, V'Nidre Isser, it includes everything. Like even the Nidre Hektish, less Lukitzos, and since if you're Makdish an animal, you're Makdish forever. You can't say Makdish an animal for 10 days. So you're Makdish an animal forever for the Mizbeach, so then it's Kedusha Olamis, so therefore Nidre Isser Nami. So we analogize to all Nidre Isser, the Kovasayu, the Shapadami, Lakushne, Nadarim, Ladadi. So there, by Nadarim, it definitely is going to be something that doesn't necessarily have a time limit to it, and that's why we don't make this comparison back from Naziris to Nadar. Okay, now the Gemara quotes the Mishnah. We said, we started to explain in the Mishnah what Yodos were, and we said, Ha'omer l'chadero mudu ani v'chula. We said, if the person said to his friend that I'm making myself mudor from you, in other words, I'm saying I'm not going to get hanor from you, or I'm mufrishani, I'm making myself separate from you, or miruchkani, I'm making myself distant from you. So in all of these situations, that is going to be like a neder. So the yad, he just said part of it, he didn't explain it further, but it encompasses the whole thing. This is the handle, like we said, that we pick up the pot with, so you pick up the whole pot. So by just saying this handle, homel chadero, mudrani, mufrishani, miruchani, so it means the entire neder. But Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Bekulin and all of them, he has to say enough. He can't just say Mufushani, Mudrani, and that doesn't make it. But he has to go and say Ad Shiomar until he adds Shani Ochalacha. In what way am I separate from you? In what way am I distant from you? In what way am I not allowed to get Hanah from you? For example, he says Ad Shiomar Shani Ochalacha, that I'm not allowed to eat from you, or I'm not allowed to taste from you, Shani Toim Loch. In that situation, then this Yad works. Verse says, wait a second, Meisvei. We have the following Bryce that it seems to say against Shmuel. Shmuel's a great, great Amor, but he normally doesn't go against the Bryce, and the Bryce seems to say not like Shmuel. The Bryce says, if a man says, Mudu ani mimchot, if a man just says, I am Muda from you, I'm not letting get Hanor from you, or Mufushani mimchot, I'm separated from you, or he says, Mufukani mimchot, that I'm not allowed to be near you, I'm far away from you, Hareza Aser. Boom, that's it. He doesn't have to add on the eating or the towing part. So the Bryce seems to go against Shmuel. The Bryce continues and says, Hareza Aser in this situation. Or if he says, Shani Ochalcha, if a guy says, I shouldn't eat from you, or I shouldn't be toim from you, Shani Tomlcha, also Hareza Aser. It seems to imply that there's five separate things over here. Not that the first three are connected to the next two. That you have to say one of the first three things and then one of the next two things, like Shmuel had said and understood our Mishnah. So this Brisa seems to go against Shmuel. So how would Shmuel understand this Brisa? He says, no, understand the Brisa exactly like I'm saying it. Hochik Tani. He says, yeah, the Brisa is exactly like I'm doing. You have to say the first three things, either Mudu Ani Mimcha, or Mufroshani Ani Mimcha, or Miruchukani Ani Mimcha, and then in what way? You then have to add on, but Medvar Mamur, under what circumstances? But Omer Shani Ochel Lecha or Shani Toim Lecha. So only in those circumstances where it adds on the fact that in what way am I ushered to you or separated from you or distant from you, it's in terms of eating or in terms of tasting. So the Brisa, the way Shmuel understands it, is exactly in accord with the Shita. Where it says, wait a second, we have another Brisa. For Tanya Ivcha, we have another Brisa that says, first, Shani Ochel Lecha, if the person says, I ask myself from eating from you, he just says, from eating from you, Shani Ochalcha, I will not eat from you. Or he says, Shani Toim Lecha, or I will not taste from you, Aser, period. He doesn't have to say the other parts. And then the Brisa continues, or, seemingly, or, if he says, Mudrani Mimcha, or Mufushani Mimcha, or Mufukani Mimcha, Hareza Aser. So again, this Brisa seems to go against Shmuel, says any one of the five Lashonos, not in combination, but just by themselves, would make the person Aser. So Kasha and Shmuel. So again, Shmuel understands this Brisa to be read as follows. Tani Hachi, learn this Brisa, that if the person says, I'm Aser to eat from you, Shani Ochlecha, or that I'm Aser to taste from you, Shani Tomlecha, is only going to be Aser if he previously had said, Ukvar Amar Mudrani, or Mufreshani, or Mufukani. So again, the two segments, if you wish, of the Brisa are contingent one upon the other. Just like the first Brisa, Shmuel reinterpreted that way, so too Shmuel reinterprets the second Brisa that way. Where it says, then what do you need both parts? This is the same Brisa. What do you need both parts of this Brisa? Yihachi, Haina Reisha. So then the Sefer is telling us the exact same thing as the Reisha. You need both parts. And furthermore, V'od, what does that have to say twice? Hareza Aser, Hareza Aser. Yeah, if you're telling me it's all one and the same, so then just tell me once, Hareza Aser. So the way Shmuel understood these Brises, the Reisha and the Sefer, it's problematic. So Shmuel said, no. Shmuel would say no. El Omer Shmuel. Shmuel would say no. This is the way you have to understand the Reisha and the Sefer Brisa. If you just had the statement, El Omer Shmuel, Taima, if you just had the Omer, Shani Ochalecha, Shani Toim Lecha, if you just had that part of the Brisa, so then in that situation, in combination with the first part, so the Reisha would say, Mudrani Lecha, Mufushani Lecha, and then, so in that situation, who, the usher, the person who's making this statement, would be usher to get benefit by eating or by tasting from his friend. Who, the usher, only the person who said this statement would be usher to his friend. However, v'chadeiro mutter, but the friend would be permitted to go and eat from the person who made the statement, or to taste from the person who made the statement. So let's say Reuven was the one that said, Mudranincha, Mufushanincha, etc. So then Reuven wouldn't be allowed to eat from Shimon, but Shimon would be allowed to eat from Reuven, and we turn to Heyom and Aleph. However, if he were to have said, Avo Omar, just Mudrani, Hemoch Luchude, if he just said, I'm also to get an offer from you, so then that would also imply that you're Asur to get Hanor from me, and Shnei and Asurim. So that's why you have to tell us both statements. Because only when he said both statements is it only one way. Only in that situation would be Reuven being Asur to get Hanor in terms of tasting or eating from Shimon. But without saying that, so then both would be Asur back and forth. And this is exactly in accord, Kihod Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. This is in accord with what Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina said. What did he say? Mudrani Hemach. If you just said the words Mudrani Hemach, Shnei Nasurim. Not only is Reuven accepting upon himself not to get eating or taste from Shimon, but it means the same way that Shimon can't go and taste or eat from Reuven. And the Ran explains in the top Ran, in Dibur Masel, to Amar Yossi, he says, near Binayim, the reasoning is, the high timer, Mishum Demashma, Mudor Ani, Unechosai Mimchot. When he says Mudrani, it means I am also from you, but also my Nechosim are also to you as well. So, the Nechosai Mimchot, I'm usher from you, but my Nechosim are usher to you. And therefore, that's why without saying Shani Ochel Lecha or Shani Toim Lecha, it would be a two-way nether. Each would be usher on the other, Reuven on Shimon, as well as Shimon on Reuven. And that's why Shmuel says the Brisa has to be listed the way that it is. This is a good break point. However, we're still in the middle of this discussion, which will, Mitzvah Hashem, pick up and continue tomorrow. We'll still continue to question this concept of Shmuel's understanding of our Mishnah. With this, we conclude today's share.